What if I told you that every single day you're burning nearly 2.5 hours on absolutely nothing? Not lunch breaks or coffee chats. Those have value. I'm talking about pure, unproductive drama. The venting sessions about impossible bosses, the hallway conspiracies about unfair policies, the endless loops of they should have and why can't they just? This isn't harmless stress relief. It's what gets called emotional waste, and it's quietly bankrupting organizations while exhausting everyone inside them. The math is staggering: 816 hours per person annually. That's over 20 full work weeks spent spinning wheels in mental mud. And here's the kicker: despite decades of team-building retreats, communication workshops, and employee engagement surveys, the problem has only gotten worse. Why? Because we've been treating the symptoms while feeding the disease. Think about the last time you didn't get something you wanted at work: a promotion, a project, recognition. What story did you tell yourself? Chances are it went something like this: "They don't appreciate me, the system is rigged, my boss plays favorites." Now, here's the uncomfortable question: what if that story is complete fiction? Your ego functions as an unreliable narrator, constantly spinning events to protect your self-image. It's like having a defense attorney in your head who never rests, always building cases for why you're right and everyone else is wrong. When someone finally got that promotion you wanted, did you immediately recognize they stayed late, collaborated generously, kept leadership informed, and pursued additional training? Probably not. Your ego was too busy writing a different script. This isn't a character flaw, it's human nature, but it's also the root of nearly every unproductive hour you'll spend at work. The ego doesn't just distort reality, it actively prevents you from seeing the truth that could actually help you grow. It transforms every setback into someone else's fault and every challenge into evidence of unfair treatment. Meanwhile, reality sits there, patient and unchanging, offering straightforward information about what actually works. You can't argue someone out of their ego. Logic and evidence don't work, but questions do. The right questions bypass ego entirely and activate self-reflection. When an employee panicked about a vendor delay threatening a major program, one question shifted everything: what could you do next to add value? The conversation moved from why we can't to how we can. Within minutes, she realized a formal client request could resolve the delay. One phone call later, the program was back on track. The ego wants to vent and collect sympathy, but venting is a trap. It generates more negativity and prevents accountability. When you ask someone to reflect rather than react, you invite their brain to find solutions. The magic isn't in having the right answers, it's in asking questions that help people discover their own. This transforms workplace dynamics from complaint sessions into problem-solving conversations, from victimhood into agency, from emotional waste into productive action. Organizations assume happier employees perform better, so they survey satisfaction and fix problems. But this is backwards. Imagine a struggling student blaming outdated laptops and poor dining options. The university upgrades everything, yet grades don't improve because external conditions weren't the real problem. This is the engagement fallacy, treating all feedback equally and assuming happiness drives performance rather than the reverse. The uncomfortable truth? The most vocal complainers are often the least accountable performers, while top contributors rarely waste time on surveys. When one company filtered engagement data by accountability, high performers showed strong leadership trust, while negative scores came from people resisting necessary changes. The real question isn't, are employees engaged, but are the right employees engaged? This distinction determines whether you're building culture around your best people or your most resistant ones, whether you're investing energy where it multiplies or where it disappears. Accountability isn't compliance. It's a mindset with four distinct elements. First is commitment, explicitly requested, not assumed. Ask directly, "Can I count on you?" Rate your commitment, 1 to 10. That verbal agreement creates an invisible contract. Second is resilience, not heroic struggle, but smart networking and asking for help early. Third is ownership, saying, "I chose this," rather than, "They made me." Fourth is continuous learning. Responsibility means nothing if you repeat mistakes. These elements can be measured and developed systematically. A physician who ignored protocols changed completely when presented with unvarnished performance data. Reality itself became the motivator, not punishment, but truth cutting through ego's defenses. The most accountable people don't need management. They need reality delivered clearly, expectations stated directly, and space to meet them. We've spent 30 years developing elaborate change management theories, communication matrices, stakeholder analyses, grief counseling for desk relocations. Yet organizations still struggle with change. Maybe the problem isn't that change is inherently difficult. Maybe it's that we've taught people it should be. When leaders announce a change and immediately say, "I know this is hard and we'll support you through this difficult transition," they create the resistance they fear. It's like warning someone before they taste something new. This might be disgusting. You've just made the experience worse. Instead of change management, focus on business readiness. Build skills continuously so that when change arrives, it's just another day at work. When employees resist change, they're usually afraid of being exposed as unprepared, an ego-driven response. The solution isn't more sympathy, it's more capability. Stop asking, "How can we make this change easier?" and start asking, "How can we make you better at change?" This shifts organizational energy from managing reactions to building capacity, from protecting people from discomfort to preparing them for reality. Buy-in isn't optional. We've created cultures where employees feel entitled to veto decisions based on personal preference. The story of Ed, the sales rep allowed to skip new software because he preferred the old way, happens everywhere. It's bad math, sacrificing organizational potential to accommodate individual resistance. Great mental processes look like this. When a decision is made, you move forward quickly. Your opinion counted during the input phase. Once decided, based on customers, competition, and evidence, your job is making it work. This isn't blind obedience. It's understanding that companies aren't democracies, and personal preferences rarely drive competitive advantage. The most valuable employees default to yes, not because they're pushovers, but because yes opens possibilities, while no kills innovation. Your role becomes contribution, not obstruction. You invest energy in execution rather than resistance, in solutions rather than complaints, in what's possible rather than what's comfortable. Leadership is love, and reality is rough. Both are essential for transformation. Imagine an office with a sign, "Your ego is not safe here." Not hostile, but committed to truth and growth over comfort. Start by checking your own ego, gently waking people up, and maintaining compassion while holding firm boundaries. Hire for accountability. Ask candidates how they've handled impossible tasks and what they learned from failures. Invest time in those who are willing, not resistant. Those 816 hours of annual emotional waste are waiting to be reclaimed, not through another engagement survey, but by embracing reality and bypassing the stories keeping everyone stuck. Your workplace doesn't need better excuses. It needs better questions, clearer accountability, and courage to stop negotiating the non-negotiables. That transformation starts with one choice: stop believing everything you think.